The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom Levracha, starting the fourth parak of Chaimus Alzav Shav Yitochen. And after all the different hakdamas of the approach that one has to have in order to come to Bitochen. We went through the different things that a person has to have awareness and clarity that Hashem is always with us and always doing what's good with us and knows what's good for us and has the ability to do with us. And he's aware of what we're doing and what we're thinking, and he gives us all the different kelim to use. Hello, hopefully you can hear me now. Seems to be some problem with the recording today. We're starting the fourth perek of Shaar Bitochen, which after all the introductions and all the basic approach that we need to have and recognition of how much we can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now we're going into the various different specific situations that we should approach with this mind frame. So it's basically two general groupings. One grouping is for Olam Hazeh needs, physical needs in this world. And the second is for needs of Olam Haba. Within the ones in Olam Hazeh, there are also two different groupings. There are things that bring us to Elis in this world. In other words, actions that we do that for our physical needs, for our panosa, for our pleasures, sustenance. And then we have the other ones, that acts that we do in this world that bring us to Olam Haba. It's basically the mitzvahs. Now, within the first grouping, also split into three groupings. The things we need for Olam Hazeh are basically things we need for our body. And the second thing are things that we need for our panosa, acquisitions. And the third thing is we need our interactions with people that are close to us, our family, friends, people that we get along with, the ones we don't get along with, different levels of people, people that are more powerful and less powerful than us. Yeah. And then the Olam Haba Chelik also split up into two halves, which mitzvahs that are negiah just to the individual himself. The second thing that he has to do it together with somebody else. Like stalker, you can't do it by yourself. You have to have an audience to give it to. Teaching Torah, giving people proper advice, and ruchnis. Yeah. And in Olam Haba also the different chalokim, there's a chalik of things that we deserve and things that we get as a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though we don't deserve it. So Kopanim, he's basically covering every facet of every type of thing that we do and interact with in the course of our lives, and he'll give us the right approach to each one of them. So basically these seven different things. Things nogeh to Gufa Adam, our life, our nutrition, clothing, acquisitions. I know this is not even that. This is health, which all of those are kamuvan, things that we're constantly involved in. And the second one are things that are relative to our acquisitions, our wealth. The third thing is, like we said, family and friends and people that we interact with. And the next to the fourth one is the mitzvahs that are nogeh to us. The fifth one is the mitzvahs we do with other people. Sixth thing is the Shechinah Olam Haba, that we get in exchange for our ma'asim, and then Shechina Olam Haba that we get as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we'll start a little bit today with the first one. One's life, death, sustenance, clothing,
Kol Halashon,
living quarters, health, lack of health. The right thing about all these things is Shiyimsa Atzma bin Yonim Eli De'anoga Shabbayi Gozelach. Give yourself over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't think you're going to be the one that's controlling it. You don't need to establish. Ba'avali, a person should establish to be healthy and to protect himself from disease and protect himself from death. That establish is what is, we're not doing it because I want to control the world. It's because Hashem told me to do that. Hashem said, you should watch over yourself. You should live by the mitzvahs. You should not endanger your life. We mentioned before, Akash Bo said that we should go and be involved in Parnosa if we need that for, if we need a doctor, Rappa Yirappi. All these things are because Hashem said this is what we should do, not because I independently decided that I'm taking things into my hands. Because if there wouldn't be a post to be Rappa Yirappi that you're allowed to go to a doctor, the halacha would be, the person's sick, just wait it out and see what happens. And lo and behold, Hashem gave us this opportunity now. With so many of the Baruch Hashem, L'chazdei Hashem, so many of the diseases, sicknesses that people had in the past, so many of them seem to be under our control. Take this medicine, the other medicine, and gets better. When we start too much putting our bitachin in the medicines and the doctors, that's dangerous. I kind of realize the world was going that direction much too strong, and Hashem wanted us to realize that. Even without the doctor, certain times, you just put you're in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We do the right ishtavus, and we know that anybody gets these type of viruses, once he gets it, then it's just a matter of waiting it out. I mean, sometimes it's extremely bad, and you need some type of life support. And even that hasn't been clear. Sometimes it helps, sometimes it makes it worse. And Baruch Hashem, we've seen many yeshuas, even people that have been in that situation. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of losses also. I mean, even one Jew is a big loss. The mind frame is that I'm putting myself in Hashem's hands, and I betoch in Hashem that whatever's going to happen is what Hashem decided will happen. I'm not going to change it. And therefore, I have to do it in the right fashion, the way Hashem wants. I have to find what Hashem wants, and then I do it. And I don't have to be afraid. Unfortunately, so many people are afraid in this last year of all kinds of things. One from the machle, another one from the vaccine, another one from the meeting people. All this fear is against the Torah. Like I said, a person is required to do the right ishtavus, but not to be afraid. That mind frame of fear is something against the Torah, against Keshuot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we are connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We never have to be afraid. We always know we're in Hashem's hands. And like I said, Hashem wants us to do things, we'll do the right things, because that's what the halacha says we're supposed to be doing. With the peace of mind, that's the important thing, keeping that peace of mind in all circumstances. Rachmana son, people, because of their fears and anxiety, are causing tremendous damage to themselves and to their families, and it's not necessary. Baruch Hashem, we're not part of those people, and we have to be thankful to Hashem we're not part of those people. But this is the way we do it. The act and the chanami, at that times we have to take action. But not because I think this act is going to save me or break me. From every type of act people have done in the course of the years, sometimes it helped and sometimes it didn't help. That's what it is. Yeah. So, this is the number one thing. Like I was saying, to realize I'm under the hanhaga of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not running the world. And I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to spout out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but I'm going to have the peace of mind. Not to spout out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but frantic tefillah to Hashem, but a tefillah out of love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know you care about me so much and you want me to daven to you about this issue, about this health. Therefore, I'm davening to you. and I know that I can't change something against your Yeratzen. But if I am Liratzen Lifnei Hashem, by the fact, like I said, that that I know I'm in good hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings a special closeness to Yad Hashemai.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.